Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. English language learning is our business, and we do that through providing you with real, authentic spoken English so that you can practice your understanding and become fluent in English. So if you really want your English language learning to progress more quickly, then learn how to get the most out of our podcasts and our courses by signing up for our free course. The free course from Adept English is called The 7 Rules of Adept English. If you haven't yet signed up for this course, if you've only ever approached language learning from the traditional way of learning a language, then this course will revolutionize the way that you learn. It's got essential advice for you, essential tips, and it's free. So you can sign up on our website today, right away. 7 principles, 7 ideas for learning a language. Once you've put those into practice, all you need to do then is find a language partner to practice with, and your English will be flowing. Anyway, we've not done any English phrases for a while, and the one I'm going to talk about today is a good one. I expect it's one of those phrases which may creep into other languages in time. Have you heard of FOMO? So this phrase has been made into an acronym, spelt F-O-M-O. An acronym, A-C-R-O-N-Y-M. An acronym is a word which is usually written in capital letters and which is formed from the first letters of a number of words which form a phrase. So acronyms are often technical, common in technology, like CPU for Central Processing Unit on your computer or laptop, or in a military context to do with the armed forces, like AWOL, A-W-O-L, absent without leave, or POW, for prisoner of war. Examples of other acronyms in common speech are BTW, for by the way, which means you're signalling a change of subject to the person that you're talking to. Or another one, used a lot online, LOL, meaning laugh out loud, meaning I found that funny. So what is FOMO? FOMO stands for fear of missing out. Fear, F-E-A-R, is a noun, and if you have fear, you're frightened, you're scared. And the phrasal verb to miss out has various meanings. It can be used transitively, that means with an object, or intransitively, that means without an object. So to miss out with an object, you might say that you've missed someone out or missed something out. So I might type a sentence and accidentally miss out a word. Or I might invite people to my party, but miss someone out, not send one of my friends an invitation. So to miss out can have an object. But we also use to miss out intransitively. That means without an object. So if you miss out, it means that you're missing an opportunity, you're missing your chance, perhaps to do something nice. So FOMO, or fear of missing out, refers to that feeling that many of us have, that everyone else is having a better time than we are, that everyone else's life is better than ours, that we don't have the best social life, we don't get invited to the right places, and that basically our life isn't as good as everyone else's. We're missing out. FOMO. So, of course, social media makes FOMO much greater for some people. You look online at Instagram or Facebook or whatever social media you use, and you see the lovely photographs of other people's lives, their meals, their families, their houses, their holidays, and you think, oh, they're having a much better time than I am. Of course, you're forgetting that they probably took 20 photographs and they've only posted the one which looks the best, and that they've all got problems just the same as we have. So FOMO can be really bad for some people. It can mean that they're constantly looking online and worrying that there's something really exciting happening just up the road, but they've not been invited. Someone said to me last week that actually, since we've all been isolating, we're all staying home so that we don't get ill, this person said their FOMO is much better. There's not this sense that everyone else is having a better time. They're not. They're home too. I think that while we're in this situation, that FOMO will be much better for most of us. We're not missing out, certainly not socially. There's nothing to miss out on, and that staying home is all we have to do. The other phrase, much less used and less well known than FOMO, is JOMO, J-O-M-O, which stands for the joy of missing out. So joy means extreme happiness in the moment, like the joy of spring, or like the French say, joie de vivre, the joy of living or of simply being alive. So the joy of missing out, or JOMO, is about that nice feeling when you give up on what other people might want you to do. You give up on joining in and you do your own thing. You do what you want to do. So let's hope during this period we're having less FOMO and more JOMO. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.
That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.